From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgium remains on a high state of alert for a Paris-style terrorist attack. Belgian authorities have maintained a maximum alert in Brussels to prevent a Paris-style attack that allows police to search for suspects. More than 20 have been detained thus far in the past 2 days. Charles Michel is the Belgian Prime Minister.
I can confirm that the threat for an attack is imminent and serious. And we want to ask our population to stay calm and alert. We have serious indications that an attack on or attacks on different locations at the same time can take place. And that's why we have taken these measures.
Meanwhile, late Monday, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 4 Burundians, it says, have contributed to ongoing turmoil in the country. They include the Minister of Public Security, the Deputy National Police Director, a former intelligence chief, and former Minister of Defense. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This morning, President Obama issued an executive order authorizing Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, in consultation with Secretary Kerry, to sanction individuals responsible for actions and or policies that promote violence, threaten the peace, security, or stability of Burundi, or undermine the democratic processes or institutions there. Additional individuals can be added under this authority, and we'll consider how to further use it to impose additional sanctions against those exacerbating the situation in Burundi as we go forward.
The order freezes any assets the men have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is a united front against the Islamic State group and that he is absolutely convinced the militants will be defeated. Speaking on the NBC television network Monday as he visited the United Arab Emirates, Mr. Kerry said the pace against the IS group is picking up steam.
We are escalating our steps. The president, even in the last weeks before Paris took place, made major decisions to put additional people on the ground, special forces. What Daesh has succeeded in doing is attracting them because of what they've been doing on the ground in Syria and in Iraq. And we have been focused on attacking them in Syria and Iraq. And I am convinced that will increase even more so in the days ahead.
Mr. Kerry said there is a strategy in place. The United States is escalating its military, counter-terror, and diplomatic efforts. He also said terrorists who carried out attacks in France, Lebanon, and Egypt were attracted by what the group's fighters are doing in Iraq and Syria, and he expects coalition attacks in those two countries to increase in coming days. Mr. Kerry arrives in Israel later this week, his first visit in a year. His arrival takes place amid lingering tensions over Palestinian stabbing attacks against Israelis. A Palestinian attacker stabbed 2 at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank Monday, killing 1 before being shot dead. The incident prompted new security measures announced by Israel's prime minister. Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is gripped by what he calls a persistent war against terror, aggravated by social media. He says it will be a long struggle requiring patience, courage, and determination. The violence is the latest in a months-long wave that included a series of attacks Sunday in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta has proposed a series of measures to tackle corruption, including new legislation, blacklisting of officials accused of graft, and stripping licenses from banks that violate money laundering rules. Mr. Kenyatta said theft by government officials is hurting economic development and promised to improve investigations into corruption and increase prosecutions. The ambassadors from several countries to Nairobi have warned that Kenya faces what they call a corruption crisis. At least 24 people were killed in a fiery crash of a bus near Mexico's Gulf Coast late Sunday. A compact car crashed into the bus in Puebla State. The crash prevented survivors from exiting the bus's doors. 2 people died in the car and 22 others inside the bus. 10 others were injured. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.